Author Laura Vincent's debut novel, Hood's Landing, came out in October and it's shortlisted for the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction at the Ockham Book Awards, which will be announced during the Auckland Writers' Festival on May 13th.
I'm humbled. I'm very excited. It's the biggest thing that's happened in my career ever, just after having the book itself exist. And even if it hadn't happened, you know, that the book itself is enough, but this is, I don't know, the hugeness of this is not lost on me, you know, it means a lot.
Yeah,
especially coming from a little micro press, and this is my debut, and it just, the momentousness is, it's immense.
Yeah, and because Hood's Landing, it's the first novel Apuro Press has published, is that right?
Both of our first novels.
Oh, and you're shortlisted for the Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize, which is, yeah, most prestigious fiction prize at the Ockhams. It's, yeah, well, did it come as a shock?
Big time. I don't know. When you put these things, when you create these things, I always find myself looking through the binoculars at, you know, what is the best possible thing that could happen here? And then I let my imagination run wild, but I was trying not to, you know. As I said, the book itself is the thing. And there are so many fantastic books that are out this year. There's, I don't know, I wasn't expecting it at all, but I'm very happy and I will take it. Yeah.
And the Hood's Landing's got quite a few super fans out there. It's really struck a chord with people. Did that come as a surprise?
Yeah, one of the cool things is that this book is about a very specific family, and they have their own, you know, their own shorthand and their own language, and they're very distinct. And yet I've had numerous people message me or come up to me and they'll say, like, were you looking in the window at my family Christmas party? Because this exact thing happened to me. I love that. I think sometimes the more specific you go, the more that people can find their way in.
Yeah, and the women of the Gordon family, who are the sort of central characters of this novel, they're all quite different. They've got their similarities, but yeah, I think people can map themselves onto the characters a little bit, which is always nice. It's, you know, like with Little Women, you'd be like, I'm a Joe. Well, everyone wants to be a Joe. But yeah, you can sort of see yourself in these different characters or see women in your lives, and whether it's Bufti or whoever.
That's so funny. I was just going to say, like, there is, this book is kind of a, you know, it's a daughter of Little Women. There's that family, there's the matriarch, there are the, you know, the types. Who are you? Who do you wish you were? Who do you say you are?
How long did it all take you to sort of write and put together? And what was the sort of timeline from this book to where we are now with the shortlisting?
Yeah, I wrote and edited it over about the space of a year. I was living in Waiuku at the time. I'd been living in Wellington for most of my adult life, and I moved up to Auckland, or I thought I was going to. And I was like, oh, I'll stay in Waiuku with my family as a bit of a, you know, a landing place while I get my act together. But I didn't have a job at this point. And then COVID happened, and then it kept happening. And, you know, as we know, it's still among us, but the lockdown period, you know, like smash cut, a lot of time had passed. And the upshot of being jobless and in the middle of nowhere was, A, I was spending all this time with my family, kind of reconnecting with them in ways that I hadn't before. And I had time to write. And that's where it all kind of started. I wrote this novel and edited it over about the space of 1 year. In about 2022, and then it sat on my hard drive for a while, as these things do, and then in 2025 it got picked up by Apuro, and then it was all very fast.
Yeah.
You know,
did they find you? Did you find them? How did that relationship happen?
So I moved up to Auckland in 2022. I was actually thinking about this today, is that I think if I hadn't been kind of relentlessly submitting poems to places and getting those rejections and getting the occasional yes and going to like open mics and going along to events and just trying to make connections within the literary community and, you know, those communities within the communities, I think that's how it all started, because that's how I was able to connect with Damien Levi, who leads Apuro Press, but also was behind badapple.gay, which was this incredible online journal of writing and art and all sorts of things. So that is how I met him. It was through submitting poetry to Bad Apple, and that's, you know, it just slowly grew, the layers and layers, and then I was invited to speak at you know, one of their events, and then this relationship built, which has turned into a really great friendship, as well as a fantastic professional relationship, obviously. So that's, yeah. So I was thinking, people keep submitting your poems, keep showing up to these events, jump on the open mics. That's how you create these little threads that can grow into really big, sturdy pieces of fabric.
Yeah, and it's quite an old-fashioned way of doing it, really, like meeting people and, being in the same room and putting yourself out there and
I think as well, there's kind of no other way to do it, right? Like if you want to be part of something, then you have to go be part of it and support it and listen to other people and learn from them and maybe read a few bad poems and learn from that experience as well. And
And I mean, the Auckland Writers Festival is quite a good place to do those things. There's a lot of masterclasses on. We've spoken with Dominic Hoey about his one. There's a lot of events. There's a lot of ways to sort of learn from all these amazing writers. And you're doing something on May the 18th. You've got a free event at the Korero Corner about Hood's Landing. Without giving too much away, what can people expect from that?
I'm really lucky. I've got more than one event at the festival, which again is exciting. Like when I was a kid, I used to go to the Storylines event, and I was like, oh, one day that'll be me. And then this year it actually is, which is so wild. So debut of the day, that is, I'm going to be doing a reading from Hood's Landing. There's a whole bunch of awesome writers who are debuting in the last year who are on this lineup. So I'm but one of them. I'll probably be able to answer some questions from the audience, maybe talk to you a little bit about the process and the story behind the story. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Is that an event for Hood's Landing super fans, or is that more of a sort of entree for people who maybe aren't familiar?
I think as long as there's no haters, although I welcome them, I like the idea of, inviting a strong reaction of any kind. I don't want people to feel bad about it. But definitely, it's a good place to come if you love the book and you maybe want to hear it in my voice as I try and about what the different characters' voices are like.
Yes, and another thing people have been trying to work out is where the book is set, because it's a bit ambiguous. It's sort of fringes of Auckland.
Yeah, I describe it as like just far away enough from Auckland that everyone who lives there is suspicious of Auckland. Like you do hit a point where that suddenly becomes the prevailing attitude. But it's I grew up in Wairuku and I couldn't have written this book without being from Wairuku. But I purposefully made it a nameless, kind of nebulous place. I wanted I think there are a lot of places in New Zealand that are quite similar like that. They're small. They have people that have lived there for years. They have these kind of inbuilt rituals and things that only they understand. And
A hangover of industry as well.
perhaps there's been a factory that's closed down or something that once was the central hub of this area and now it's slowly, become quiet, but there are still people there and the roads are named after old families and it isn't set anywhere actually specific, but I think people can maybe see a lot of, they can recognize places in it.
And I've had a few conversations with people, everyone speculating about where it could be or what's referencing. And you've
Also,
just.
I was like, look, if it was in Wairuku, I would have said it was Wairuku. Like, I wouldn't have made you guess. Yeah. But I still have to go home to Wairuku.
Yes, keep a bit of distance on the page. You've described the book as Southern Gothic via rural South Auckland anti-tragedy, which I think is a pretty good way to put it. And it's quite a gothic book, right?
Yeah, I definitely drew on and was inspired by like the motifs and themes of the Southern Gothic genre, which I've always been fascinated by. It's so rich. You have these themes of like decay, subversive people, secrets, all these things that are often held just below this tenuous surface of holding everything together. And there's also this like the stickiness to it. And I always think it's almost so macabre in a way that we have to have Christmas in the middle of summer and we're doing, these gigantic roast dinners and we're rushing around and it was so sweaty and we're so humid. And the book is also largely set in the lead up to Christmas, just for context. I wanted to draw on some of those elements that I think also make sense in a small New Zealand setting. Again, these villages and towns that have perhaps fallen from grandeur and industry, families that are hiding secrets, everyone's sweaty and sticky, there's flies, these It's such a wonderful genre to draw from.
There's also something that's kind of Victorian Gothic in sensibility about having all these women cooped up in a house together.
Yes, and they're sort of wearing nightgowns and they're floating
I
around and
know.
they're just women's business,
Yeah.
women talking to women about women. It's a very woman novel.
Yeah, and everyone's sort of haunted by their pasts, and yeah, I mean, this is a subject you and I are going to be talking about at the festival at length because I've got the privilege of moderating a discussion between you and author Laura Borrowdale about New Zealand Gothic on May 16th. Are you looking forward to this, Laura?
So excited. It's a real honor to have a double billing of Laura's, and Laura Borrowdale's book Dead Ends is our books are so different, and I think it's cool to bring them together in this space. My book is, for all that I've been talking about all these dark aspects and themes and motifs, it has a certain sort of coziness to it, and that familiar, the family that we're centering around, a lot of that like love and warmth as well as the darkness. And then her stories are these intense little vignettes of sort of sinister, macabre, unsettling, kind of what if this happened.
Yeah.
I hope I'm describing it. But I love the idea that we can potentially find this meeting point between the two of them where we're both drawing from Gothic elements.
Yes, and they are both quite cozy books because there's sort of themes of domesticity run through both, which I find quite intriguing. What else?
Kind of both sides of domesticity, right?
Yes. And I think the home is only, horrifying because it is meant to be the sanctuary and safe and
That's subverted, it's like when, what if an adult let you down? What if the home was a scary place? There's a very, I can't wait to get into it.
yes, it's going to be great fun. What else are you looking forward to at the festival? What are you going to make time to go see, or what have you got tickets for? What's your schedule look like?
I've been so disorganized. I need to get out my pen and do some circling, but I'm scared that if I do, I might not stop. I really want to catch Tayari Jones and one of her sessions. I'm really excited about Street Side Britomart. I mean, we're in an event in that as well, but I'm planning to run around the Britomart precinct to try and catch as much as possible afterwards. I think I'm going to try and head to Nightmares.
Yes.
I don't know, everything on the list is so cool. I
It's
think the
jam-packed.
cool thing about the program this year, not with Street Side, and then there's also Plot Twist, which is another new like mini program within the program, and then the entire list of events is wherever you end up, I think you're going to have a good time.
And yeah, there's a good spread
Yeah, I
of
think you might
these.
have to let the indecision wash over you and just go with it.
Yeah, and just say yes to things because, yeah, there's so many author talks, there's master classes, there's panels, there's live readings, there's. Yeah, it's.
I can't wait to get overwhelmed by it,
Yeah,
honestly.
it'll be amazing. Well, thank you so much, Laura. It was really great to chat, and I'll be seeing you at the Writers' Festival.